FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Sad Space Show with your host, DJ Zap McTragic. And folks, I'm pretty sad. Why am I sad? No real reason. I'm just, you know, kind of in a funk, I guess. Kind of like the plot of this first song I'm playing. It's by Otis Redding off of his posthumous album, Dock of the Bay. It's called Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay. Why is he sitting on the dock of the bay? He's just kind of having a bad time. So let's help out our friend Otis by giving him a listen.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home.
You know it's a good song if it has whistling in it. That's all I'm going to say. That was Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding. And this next song is by Bob Dylan off of the Basement Tapes, the official release of what was a popular bootleg. The song's called This Wheel's on Fire. And it's pretty good.
Thank you.
That was This Wheel's on Fire by Bob Dylan off of the hot mess of an album, The Basement Tapes. This Wheel's on Fire is a pretty great song, though. The wheel in question actually comes from the book of Ezekiel. You know, Bob Dylan, always making book of Ezekiel references. I've been saying this for years, but like, try telling that to the anti-Semites at the Rolling Stone. Anyways, this next song is by Betty Davis, and it's called Your Mama Wants You Back, and it's about chiropractic.
Can you hear your mama pleading? I'm trying to do the best.
That was Rudy Can't Fail by The Clash off of their album London Calling. And the song before it was Your Mama Wants You Back by Betty Davis off of the album They Say I'm Different. And if you're just tuning in, this is WJRH 104.9 Sad Space Show with DJ Zap McTragic. And you should stick around because I've got some tango coming up. I've got some David Bowie. I've got a song called Klingon Neighbors. It's going to be pretty exciting. A rap song about Klingons. Find some interesting things on Spotify. But first, it's time for that part of the show where I read off public service announcements. So here we go. This one's called How to Use the Radio PSAs. Each radio station has its own requirements for submitting and placing PSAs. Contact your local radio stations to find out their policies, including what format they accept, how much notice is required, and the maximum PSA length. Some stations will simply request the script and use their own personalities to record the PSA, while others will require a fully produced PSA. If the station requires a pre-recorded version, check with your local public or college radio station to ask if an announcer will volunteer to record the PSA for you. After you determine the station's requirements and guidelines, you can edit the sample print PSA cover letter to submit the PSA and thank them for your support. And this next PSA is brought to you by the American Red Cross. But here's the thing. There's no punctuation and it's all capitalized, so I must enunciate each word exactly the same. This year, make a tax-deductible contribution that can change a life every 8 minutes. The American Red Cross responds to a disaster, providing emergency shelter, hot meals, and financial support to families in need. But we depend on your end-of-year donations to do this critical work. Donate to the American Red Cross before midnight December 31st and help us bring hope to a family with nowhere else to turn. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make a donation that will change someone's life. All right, I think those PSAs were pretty informative, pretty useful. So now we're going to move on to the music portion of the show. This next song here is by D'Angelo off of his album Voodoo. It's called Untitled, and in parentheses, How Does It Feel? Which is stupid, because that just means the song's called How Does It Feel? It's not Untitled. Anyways, let's give it a listen. Thank you. That was Untitled, but it does have a title, How Does It Feel? By D'Angelo, off of the album Voodoo. Great album. And this next song is, I know that I played one piece by Astor Piazzolla before, and I know that it was a big hit, so for those of you who are just pining to get that, to get more of that modern tango music coming through the radio waves, doesn't get enough respect. Well, here we go, because this is Tanguedia 3 off of Astor Piazzolla's best album, or at least that's what Wikipedia says, Tango Zero Hour. Let's give it a listen. Thank you. That was Tanguedia 3 by Astor Piazzolla off of the greatest tango album of all time, Tango Zero Hour. May not actually, while it's debatable whether or not it's the best tango album, Tango Zero Hour is the best tango album title. Anyways, this next song, long awaited, long discussed, at least amongst 2 to 3 people who I have talked to. It's by More or Less, and the song is called Klingon Neighbors. It's about what if your neighbors were Klingons. I, myself, have always been wondering this question. Not to be confused with some of the other things I wonder, which is, what if the cashier at Giant was a Romulan? Here we go, Klingon Neighbors.
Welcome to the 24th century.
Starfleet ordered, I move with my fam to an outpost where I'd go in and take command of security, well, surely it would be nice and bland, but my new neighbor's behavior, not in the plans. We found a room section of the habitat ring, but when we tried to move stuff and got attacked by that thing that's got many horns and more teeth known as a tar. My first move on the job, getting wild pets barred from the station, but that was just the start of my impatience. The smells we received made me believe that the environmental controls needed a recalibration in a room apart for the tar, so it was used. Not very amused, but no other rooms available. Had to make do while my kids were crying rain until we got to the galley where my youngest barf lots. And the rest of us just gagged from the smell of the cock. Courtesy of Octo yelled,
cop law, rejoice, you live next to us.
Only half wrong, I worked hard to focus with the Starfleet training that I have to deal with the unshakable fact, my new neighbors are Klingons.
Lots of earthly smells.
My new neighbors are Klingons.
All their weapons are pointy.
Rokto was there on a diplomatic mission. Gotta say that it was rare to have civilians be living on the same level where you have Starfleet position. Not an excuse to bear, but had to bear all renditions of Klingon opera at odd hours. Thought our shared wall was made of duranium, a pain in the arse. We can hear everything next door. They never get bored of talking about K-less or bat-less. A bad stress for my wife is beta zen. Here's what in the brain is said. All the time, violent minds only tempered by honor. I wanna think that includes station rules, but so far, I just get called a topa. By all of his brood, a word the universal translator can't source. Of course it must be coarse. I worked hard to focus with the Starfleet training that I have to deal with the unshakable fact, my new neighbors are Klingons.
Must be fun to have redundant organs.
My new neighbors are Klingons.
I can't get with Bloodwine.
They should have known you can't set fires in your room that are real for want to try a rite of ascension. Ask then I might have arranged something for them. Instead they like to light a crap load of candles for a warrior's heart. Don't want to stomp on the culture if it's playing a part of vital importance, but I can't ignore the pain sticks sustained for days in a hollow suite to fight in all of the battles of legend. A matter of tension for a lot of the staff and retention. Our captain is pleasant and wanting to be liked by everyone, so nary one rule ever gets enforced. I have to impress with force. Not what I prefer being challenged to a ba'at cool. I'm suggesting arm wrestling for us humans, an odd tool for negotiating. My comment was seen as excoriating. Why my captain did not see this is not cool. It's hard to fathom, like drinking blood wine if you're human. That's when I realized what I was doing. Anthropomorphizing Klingon behavior. There's danger when neighbors can kill without a phaser. My new neighbors are Klingons.
Okay, so that was Klingon Neighbors by More or Less, and I don't know about you guys, but when experiencing depression, I couldn't get out of better focus. My goals and dreams drifted away. I got my life back through the help of a support group of people who had been where I was. They helped me to see that my life wasn't limited, that I could still achieve my dreams. 50,000 people find compassion and encouragement at their local Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance support group. Visit supporthelps.org or call 800-826-3632 to learn more. We've been there, we can help. And this next song, next couple of songs we got. Oh, by the way, this is Sad Space Show with DJ Zach McTragic, with WJRA 24.9. The next few songs we got here, got Something Against You by Pixies. Gonna go from there into Joe the Lion by David Bowie. And from there, got some Frank Zappa coming up, some others. Anyways, this next song, a cacophony of many, many screeching sounds, and it's by Pixies off of their album Surfer Rosa, and it's called Something Against You.
We'll be right back.
case you can't hear, that was Joe the Lion by David Bowie, you stupid idiot. And the song before was Something Against You by Pixies. It's fine if you didn't know what that one was called, because the guy was kind of like screaming. It's hard to understand. Anyways, this next song is very, very sad, because it's off of what is one of the saddest albums of all time, Blue by Joni Mitchell. And the song is called A Case of You. And it kind of cements Joni Mitchell's place as like the greatest songwriter to ever come out of Canada. And one of the greatest songwriters to ever come out of the world. Is one of my favorite Joni Mitchell songs. She got other good ones too, but this is one of them. It's called A Case of You, and it's brilliant because she broke up with Leonard Cohen, who was like Canada's other well-known songwriter, and she basically just undoes every single like metaphor that he uses in all of his love songs, and it's brilliant. Top 10 song of all time. Yeah.
Just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star, and I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in a blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada.
Still be on my feet.
That was A Case of You by Joni Mitchell. And this next song is, I realize that I haven't done enough classic folk songs. So this song here is a classic Russian folk song called Korobaniki. You might know it, however, by its other name, the Tetris theme song. It's by the London Philharmonic Orchestra, or at least they're performing it now, so you know it's going to be good. Let's give a listen. We'll be right back. All right, that was a case... No, wait, I'm sorry. That was the Tetris theme, performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra, followed by track 5 from Frank Zappa's album Jazz from Hell. I can't say the title because the FCC wouldn't like it. Anyways, it's getting close to the end, so I'm going to have to give you one more song here. This is Liz Phair with Never Said, off of her album Exile in Guyville. That was Never Said by Liz Phair off of the album Exile in Guyville. And folks, it's the end of the hour. Well, about. And I gotta leave you now. So, you were listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been The Sad Space Show with your host, DJ Zap McTragic. Also, some 443 number that keeps on calling. And I hope you have a good week till we perhaps meet again when you listen to my show next week and I play even better songs, you know. No pressure or nothing. Have a good life, folks. See you later.
WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.